And good afternoon. It is a Wednesday, November 2nd, 2016, 12:11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we are coming in very early today because over the next 2 hours, we have a show you wouldn't believe because of an event last night. There is an event going on tonight you would not have believed. Shakespeare, Mark Twain, O. Henry could not have written this any better. I'm going to get to that in just a moment. But I do want to alert everybody that this morning I was over at the Eric Trump stop here in town, Donald Trump's son. We will have the interview with Eric Trump next hour during the 1 o'clock hour. And also on live with us next hour, the Reverend Jesse Jackson, former candidate for President of the United States, our primary candidate for President of the United States. So Reverend Jesse Jackson, Eric Trump, next hour. But this hour, you know what? We're 5 days away, but the presidential election's taking a back seat right now because, as I said, nobody could have written it any better. Two Midwest teams, the Indians and the Chicago Cubs, made it to the World Series. The Indians had not been there since 1997. The Cubs had not been there since 1945, 71 years. The Indians have not won a World Series since 1948. And the Cubs have not won a World Series since 1908, 108 years ago. The Indians started off strong, went to Chicago, got the series to 3-1, and the Cubs made an amazing comeback, tying this thing up 3-3, taking the World Series to a seventh game tonight in Cleveland, starting at 8:08 Eastern Time. A World Series champion will be crowned without question, the Chicago Cubs or the Cleveland Indians. And this hour, we're going to be joined by Pat Brickhouse, the wife of legendary broadcaster Jack Brickhouse. We're going to be joined by Dutchie Carey, the wife of legendary Cubs broadcaster Harry Carey. We're going to be joined by Jack Rosenberg, the longest-serving employee of WGN Sports Broadcast Network, the 60s through the 90s, 45 years. And we're kicking it off with a man who knows all about sports, and I think he would agree with me on this one. Could any story have been written any better? By the way, the Cubs won 9-3 tonight, and by our lineup today, you might tell we're a little biased here. We're never biased on the campaign, but about the World Series, I think we're going to show a little bias, even though we're sitting in Ohio. First up, legendary HBO boxing analyst and one of my favorite people, and that's no joke, Larry Merchant. Larry, how are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm doing well. If you love baseball, is baseball literally and figuratively going home for you? What could be better than spending a day anticipating the seventh game of the World Series?
Larry, I cannot believe this. Have you seen, when's the last time a World Series got this kind of attention?
I guess it was when the Red Sox finally broke through to win a World Series themselves, which they hadn't won since the Babe Ruth era. And from what I've been reading, the TV numbers show that. In a way, certain teams, for certain reasons, become national teams at certain times. And the Cubs have become a national team, and they're doing big business.
Larry, what happened here? A week ago, when we found out the Cubs were going into the World Series, you said you picked the Cubs, so did I, and then they got 2 games back, 3-1. We all thought it's coming to an end, and last night in Cleveland, they win 9-3. In your opinion, what happened?
Well, the Cubs were the best team in baseball all season long, and maybe the second time around against the Indians pitching, which they don't see normally during a regular season, allowed them to show what they can do. They have a great young infielders and hitters. And last night we saw what those guys can do. Russell knocked in 6 runs, equaling a World Series record. Rizzo and Bryant got 7 hits, breaking a World Series record for the number 3 and 4 hitters. And I think the addition of the guy who hadn't played all year, Shambler?
Yes.
Into the lineup, has made a serious difference for this ball club. And they have a great depth in pitching. But going into tonight, Indians have their best pitcher on the mound, who's been very good in the postseason. They have their best relief pitcher rested and ready to go. The Cubs have one of their 2 aces, Hendricks, pitching tonight. Their bullpen, after Chapman pitched in the last couple of games, may not be as strong as it was. But for one game, who knows? You know, I may have told you the story in the past about Casey Stengel coming up to me after the Mets, who were a national team, won the World Series in 1969, and he said, "You can't have a miracle every day, except you can when you get great pitching. If you get great pitching, then anything that happens in the game becomes a miracle." But there was a pitcher for the Pirates named Bob Veal, who also said great pitching beats great hitting and vice versa. So that's why they have to play the game, and we'll just sit back and watch it.
You know, Larry, this has seemed to me, and I am not a baseball aficionado, but as far as the Cubs goes, even they were down with the Dodgers. It looked like they were going to lose there. It seems to me, even though the Cubs have a great pitching staff, and you do have to hold off the other team, the Cubs are a team that can score. When they win big, and they win by large margins like last night. If they can get on early tonight, they will be first up because they're the visiting team. If they can get up in the first inning again, or the second inning, or even the third, and get a lead on the Indians, is that how you win this game? Is that what Joe...
Look, there are all kinds of scenarios. We'll see how they do the first and second time around against Kluber, who's been overpowering for Cleveland in the playoffs, and then they have that big guy coming out of the bullpen, the 6'10" left-hander. Is his name White? I'm not sure. Who they got from the Yankees late in the season, just as the Cubs got Chapman from the Yankees, and these guys can be overpowering, and but at the same time, you've got a team in the Cubs that has seen overpowering pitching before, and you know, so you know, I'm looking for a relatively low-scoring game. When one swing of the bat or one great play in the field or blunder in the field can make the difference.
The Indians got ahead in this 3-1. Losing in Chicago last Sunday night, that wasn't a shock because the Cubs were very hard up to win one in Chicago in the World Series. But what happened last night? They came back. They knew they had a little bit of cushion to win. It was back home in Cleveland, and they lose by 6 runs.
Well, you know, the margin of loss is not a big deal in baseball. It happens, but everybody has noted that a pop fly into the outfield became what used to be called an Alphon and Gaston act, in which both fielders backed away from the ball. There was a lack of communication. Maybe that's because Cleveland is one of those teams that has interchangeable outfielders, depending on who the pitching is, and they didn't communicate well. And maybe it's because of the World Series atmosphere, in which one of the outfielders claimed that he couldn't hear his teammate yelling that he had the ball. That's a big game atmosphere, and that kind of thing can happen in a World Series. I remember many years ago going to a World Series at Yankee Stadium, and because of the early October sunlight, a ball disappeared from the view of an outfielder, and the outfielder and the ball fell to the ground, and so did the Yankees on that day. It's a ball game, but it's a very big ball game, and whoever, we have two teams who've handled the pressure all season long, and they both ought to be able to handle it, because in the end of the day, and this is something I get from going back to my days as a kid athlete, when you got on the field on Saturday, it was just a game. It was a scrimmage. And that's how you have to play it.
Because of such the way that baseball is played, the big final World Series is played in seven games, as opposed to football with the Super Bowl in one game, or a big fight, here's the fight, win or loser. You never know when it's going to end. It could have ended Sunday night, it could have ended last night, but it didn't. Because we know tonight, win-lose for either team, a World Series champion's going to be crowned tonight, of two unlikely teams who have not won this one in over a century, one in over a half a century. What does that do for people who are just casual baseball fans and the ratings of this game tonight?
Well, it adds to the drama. Having so many celebrities coming out to the ballgame in Chicago, also sprinkled some stardust onto the drama. Now we're starting to learn more about Cleveland, going back to Bob Feller and that era. I love all the talk. I'm waiting to see what happens.
Let's play it both ways in our last 5 minutes here, Larry. If the Indians win, what do you see tonight on television? Is the story that the Cubs lost after coming so close? Is the story that the Indians win in Cleveland? What's the story tonight if the Indians win?
I don't know what the narrative is in Cleveland. It might be how LeBron James came back to city. They came back from being three games to one down to San Francisco. It was a foregone conclusion that San Francisco would close the show. But Cleveland won and won its first championship in eons. So maybe that's the narrative from their point of view. From the Cubs' point of view, of course, it's 108 years of a great franchise that's been to the World Series on many occasions over its lifetime, but has for one reason or another has never come through in the end. And I think it'll be a good news story, a good feel story, more for Chicago, which is more infamous for some of the stuff that's going on there that's tragic over recent times, than having something that's worth celebrating.
Being the great analyst that you are in boxing, I think you're still rooting for the Cubs. Well, I'll ask you, who are you rooting for? In your eyes, who's going to win?
Look, I'm rooting for the Cubs. I think with those two big pitchers, Cleveland is probably the slight favorite. I mean, their starter and their bullpen. And but it's one ball game, and one bad hop or one good hop or one ball that falls in can make all the difference in the world. And I'm just going to sit there and smile and watch it and think it's a great victory for baseball.
Is anybody in the end, when this story is written by Friday, is anybody really a loser with a 7-game World Series with these two teams?
Well, there are winners and losers, but I agree that both teams have had such good postseason performances, and we've come to know the players on those teams better than we did before, and I'm sure that the true fans will feel it like a win or a loss. But those of us out here in Cubland who just want to see the Cubbies finally come through can't feel too bad, given how they performed, come back from adversity during the playoffs and now the World Series. And I just hope it comes down to a 3-3 game in the ninth inning.
I know a lot of liquor will be sold tonight in Chicago, Cleveland, and a lot of other places.
To celebrate or to mourn.
Both ways. While watching the game, I bet you liquor sales go up from 8 p.m. Eastern time till 11 Eastern time by, 300%. 300% they go up, Larry.
Well, you know more about that than I do.
Larry, I do want to ask you this as a connoisseur of the world. 5 days before the most contentious election in the history of the world, what is it, just irony that this would happen this way, 7-game
World
Series?
Well, to tell you the truth, I've been rooting for a 15-game World Series to distract me from what's been going on in the election.
For all of you, I'm sure everybody knows it, but if you don't, if you're living in a cave and you want to watch it, it will be on the Fox Network tonight. World Series, win, lose, either way, Cleveland Indians, Chicago Cubs, 3 games apiece. We are going to have a champion tonight without question, 8 p.m. Eastern time. If you're out in Larry's land listening to this on the internet or Arizona, that will be 5 o'clock in the afternoon out there. If you're in the central time zone, 6 o'clock. But if you're out here on the East Coast, it will be 8 o'clock. 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock where Larry is. Right, Larry?
No, I'm 5 o'clock.
You're 5 o'clock. Nobody's going to find the game now. 5 o'clock out on the West Coast.
We've been planning our life around these games.
That's right. 5 o'clock there, 6 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern time. Larry, it's always a pleasure to talk with you. And I tell you what, tonight we're going to crown a World Series champion. And what fun that's going to be.
Sure is. And that's what it's all about.
Thank you, Larry.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Larry Merchant, the legendary HBO boxing analyst. We're going to take a quick break here, and we're coming right back with more because this is the program where you want to be for the Cubs and the Indians today. This is your World Series hookup, as they say. Jack Rosenberg coming up, WWGH's longest-serving employee, right after this very short but important timeout. Everybody's talking about Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio, from legendary comedian Kay Ballard performing the fast food song.
Oh, there's one song that you like. I feel that, you know, fast food have ruined the world.
Oh.
On the Champs-Élysées, on the Appian Way, there's McDonald's. By the Tomb of King Tut, there's a Chuck Full of Nuts and McDonald's. At the Scala, they sing by a Big Burger King where the Styrofoam boxes go sweet. What's the use? What's the hell? I just heard Taco Bell went and franchised the wing at the Louvre. You know, I could go on and on and on, but that's it. I love things that are topical and that are kind of true.
The legendary actress and the voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll.
What would we do without gossip, for heaven's sake, Scott? Oh, it's naughty, but it certainly fulfills a certain catty side of all of us. Oh, good Lord. When you think of the gossip sessions you've had with friends over the years, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's like putting your hands in front of a lovely fire.
Twisted.
I would do anything you want, Scott. You know I enjoy being on your show. But well, just let me talking and I keep going.
It's now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Join me. Scott Spears back with you, 32 minutes past the hour. And folks, here it is. The day has finally come. 108 years in the making. 3-3. Chicago Cubs, Cleveland Indians, win or lose on either side tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Fox Network. We will start the beginnings of crowning a World Series champion. One team has not won since 1948, that's the Indians in half a century, and the other team has not won since 1908, that's more than a century. Joining us right now is a man who worked with Jack Brickhouse, Harry Carey, and all the other great people at WGN for well over 40 years, 45 years, Jack Rosenberg. Jack, did you ever think this day would come November 2nd, 2016?
I did not think it would come in my time. But once, for starters, I'm very appreciative that you would include me on the air with Dutchie and Pat, two great friends of mine. The Cubs have been looking like they might win in 69, and we were sure that they were going to make it, and they did not. And since then, I had my doubts whether I ever would see it. But now it's here, and I thank God for that. You got two great cities there, Chicago and Cleveland, and whichever one wins, God bless them all, and I wish everybody the best.
Jack, what does this mean to the Chicago Cubs?
This means everything. It means that they finally, after all these frustrating years, have literally turned the corner. Years and years, as lovable losers, there are some who say that once they win, it will not be the same perception at all, but I like to think that it will be a very positive thing for the Cubs and for the city. And the thing that's ironic to me is that Lou Boudreau managed the last Indians winner, 1948, and was a shortstop, you know that. And after he got out of baseball, he worked with us for years and years at WGN. And I'm very proud to call him a great friend of mine. I know that his family has to have mixed emotions today as they wind up the season. And somewhere up in the up above, I know Lou and Harry and Jack and the rest are all looking down and rooting for their team and hoping for the best.
Tell me something, Jack. Could O. Henry, could Mark Twain, could have Shakespeare written it any better that it's going to come down to game number 7?
Would you repeat that for me?
Could any of the great authors, if they were writing this as a novel, from Mark Twain to O. Henry to William Shakespeare, could they have written it any better for the Cubs and the Indians? Two teams.
I don't think they could have.
Game 7.
I don't think they could have, and it's very good that you would bring up that sort of analogy, because somewhere out there, someone one day will look back on this and can't believe that it actually has happened. I mean, it's hard for me, having covered the Cubs and all the baseball for, seemed like 100 years, that this actually is coming to fruition. And so what the authors would have said, I don't know, but I think they would have had a lot of fun playing around with it.
Oh, Jack, are you still there?
I'm here, yeah.
Okay. Jack, how does the day feel for you? You are a guy who has been there for a long time watching this. What's the day feel like?
The day is unbelievable. The thing that is ironic to me, if you'll pardon for a personal observation here, is that my son David Rosenberg, who's a media lawyer, tells me he is tuning in here in Chicago and in Northbrook to this broadcast now. And if you would have told me even a handful of years ago that this were possible, that he's picking up your station in his office, I would have said, you have to be dreaming. So it's a dream come true, really, for all of us who have followed the baseball in Chicago. And I did an interview last week in which I was hopeful that one day before it's over for me, that I would see the Cubs and the White Sox in a World Series. And that would be the ultimate. So, yeah, I'm very excited. I know how you people are, too. You got your great area over there, Marion and Athens and all the rest. And it's really an honor to be on the air with somebody like you who's gone out of his road to cultivate all these connections and friendships through the years. It means a lot to me.
Well, Jack, it means a lot to me, Jack. And I tell you, here's another thing we want to do. Hold the line there a second. With the help of WGN here, let's go back. I believe this was the late 1980s. I know people are going to know this voice. It's only apropos to play this on this day. Here's Harry Carey. Take a listen. Oh, wait 1 second here. We're going to get that queued up. We are going to have Harry here in just 1 second. Hold on. Stay with us. And, okay, here we go. Harry Carey.
Well, a lot of things happen today, and they were all great. And they were all thrilling. And they were all dramatic. Too bad we couldn't have had a victory that meant a pennant. But that will come. Sure as God made green apples, someday the Chicago Cubs are going to be in a World Series, and maybe sooner than we think. It seems to me that we don't have too much time. It seems the ingredients, the nucleus is there.
What do you think when you hear that, Jack?
How about that? Jeez, it brings back so many memories. And you're, when you talk about Harry and Jack, you talk about two of my closest friends, and it means a lot to me to relive these moments and hear all the little sidebars that are coming into the play as we get down to this big night here in Chicago and Cleveland. And I can't thank you enough again for including me with the people you've had on. And I wish all of you the best and all of your area the best. And may the better team win.
Absolutely. Could not have done this program without Jack Rosenberg. Jack, you stay well. Enjoy that game tonight. And I don't think there's going to be any losers tonight with this World Series the way it's been. Dutchie Carey and Pat Brickhouse coming up moments away. Thank you, Jack.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to take it. Like I said, folks, we're moving along here, and we're going to be right back with Dutchie Carey, wife of the late Cubs broadcaster. Carey, this show is moving like a freight train today. Don't you dare go anywhere, as they say.
Hello, this is Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. And you know, Charlie Evers is a Marion radio legend. And you can catch him right here on WWGH 107.1 FM and streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Charlie also takes your calls on anything under the sun by calling this number, 740-383-9944. Speedy delivery.
The Fahey Bank Charlie Evers Show every Wednesday and Thursday, 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon, and Friday, 1:10 p.m. till 3 p.m. on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.
This is Mary Ann Michaels, and you can catch my friend Scott Spears Monday through Friday right here on WWGH 107.1 FM. Streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Entertaining interviews with celebrities and local topics every day.
Live 12 a.m.
Hey, Scott Spears back with you here. We're flying along today, 42 minutes past the hour, and it has finally happened, folks. 108 years, the Chicago Cubs have made it to Game 7 of the World Series. Tonight, they could do it. Of course, we're sitting here in Ohio, so we've got to mention that it is the Cleveland Indians they are playing. They could do it tonight, first time since 1948. It is Game 7. It will happen tonight on the Fox Network, starting at 8 p.m. You're not going to want to miss this. If you're in the Central Time Zone, that's 7 p.m. Right. If you're out on the West Coast, it is 5 p.m. Joining us today, there's one lady we had to have on without question. She is the wife of the most well-known broadcaster in Chicago Cubs history, possibly the most well-known broadcaster in baseball history. He certainly was my favorite, Harry Carey. Today we have, and so delighted to be joined by Dutchie Carey. Dutchie, how are you?
Well, I'm pretty darn good and pretty darn excited.
Dutchie,
it is really a thrill. Last night was unbelievable, and I'm hoping we came here. And, you know, both teams are really deserving. They've been, in trouble for a long time. But my son said, well, Mom, how about the Cleveland? He said, they've been 71 years, even though I said, it's their turn next time.
You know what? I'm sitting in Ohio, and I agree with you, Dutchie, 100%. Are you thinking about Harry a lot today?
I am. I'm telling you, the people here are just been absolutely just the nicest people to me that I've ever witnessed. Since Harry even died, it has just been, they're just so thrilled. They come in the restaurant last night, they met me, and oh my God, it was really exciting and thrilling. I never dreamed that this would happen in my lifetime, you know, but they're all so nice and so kind and so considerate of me, and I am an old lady now. So.
Where will you watch the game tonight?
I'll be down at our restaurant on Kinzie Street, and that's where I was last night. But it was really exciting, and as you well know, that was an exciting game from the get-go.
Well, you know, Dutchie, here we go. All of us Cubs fans on Saturday night were pretty upset. We were down 3-1, had lost 2 at Wrigley. Sunday
right.
night... Well, first I got to ask you this, Dutchie. I'm watching the game Sunday night. They go to the seventh inning. Eddie Vedder is up there, and who do we see?
Terry, just a minute. You know, people cut in. My phone cuts in on me, and it cuts me out. I didn't hear.
Oh, okay. Saturday night we were watching the game, or Sunday night we're watching the game, the last game from Wrigley. They get ready to do the seventh inning stretch, and who goes up on the big Jumbotron, and whose voice do we hear? Harry Carey.
Yes, I'm telling you, it's been so exciting around here, it's not even funny. And the people, it seems like no one has forgotten Harry. It's just an amazing thing to me. You know, he's been dead about almost 20 years, not quite, but he is really in first place today.
Absolutely. Dutchie, we played this last time you were on. I want to play a little clip from Harry because you got to play it on this day. And in the meantime, while we listen to this, I want you to think of what Harry would think of this day, what he would think of the game tonight, what he would be doing today. Think about that, and let's go back to the late 1980s. Harry Carey, courtesy of WGN. Here we go.
With the St. Louis Cardinals. Well, a lot of things happened today, and they were all great, and they were all thrilling, and they were all dramatic. Too bad we couldn't have had a victory that meant a pennant, but that will come. Sure as God made green apples, someday the Chicago Cubs are going to be in the World Series, and maybe sooner than we think. It seems to me that we don't have too much time. It seems the ingredients, the nucleus is there. It's just a matter, I don't know who the manager's going to be. I don't know whether it be Essien, whether it be Jim Fry, whether it be Davey Johnson. One thing's certain. It requires a veteran manager because this is a veteran team. It's a mixture of guys who are young but still are veterans. All right.
Could that day that Harry was talking about so many years ago, almost 30 years ago, be November 2nd, 2016, Dutchie?
It's a good, darn good chance it will be. I'm so excited. And what a great thing he had to say about everything. Carey, somebody is trying to be really ignorant and cut me off. And I don't know what to do with my phone. It's horrible. God, it's just interrupting me constantly. But I guess you know that... have you seen any of the things about little green apples around here? What's going on? They put them on Harry's statue.
Wonderful.
And all on his tombstone out there. It's just been an exciting time. And, you know, we do have a great manager like he was talking about. Joe Maddon is just one of the nicest people I've ever met in my life in baseball. He's really a fine fellow. He and his wife are delightful. They've been kind to me, and I just can't say enough for this whole team. It's just a great, great experience to be able to go through this today.
Dutchie, I want to get two quick questions in here. The first one being, Harry obviously started in St. Louis, went out to California for a year, was with the White Sox. What did the Cubs mean to him, as in contrast with those other teams?
Well, you know, the Cubs were really, really great to Harry, and he was great for them. I think Harry made the Cubs who they are today, to be honest with you. The Cubs weren't drawing that many people when Harry first came to the Cubs, and he made, I feel in my heart, that Harry made that team well-known and just brought in the fans and started that team on its way. I may be wrong. I'm not from Chicago to begin with, but I do think Harry made that team.
Dutchie, before we let you go, I just want to, you don't have to sing the whole song, but could you give us a root, root, root for the Cubbies?
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. Or it's one, two, I'm skipping some of it. It's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game. And I'm telling you, Carey, it's going to be one exciting night today. And I'm sorry my voice is, I never could sing, but it is, I've been talking so much, and last night, it was an amazing night to me because I had so many people coming up to me and congratulating me and kissing me. I said to the kid that runs all our restaurants, Grant, I said, gee, Grant, I hope my constitution is well today because with all these people, with all of these everything going around, I hope I stay well for the night.
Oh, so, Dutchie.
I'm pretty good so far.
You have a wonderful time tonight. Maybe 108 years is out the window. We're going to win one for Harry and have some great mozzarella marinara down there at Harry Carey's. One of my favorite dishes. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Gary. Thanks for the call. And I hope I did well for you.
You did wonderful. Thank you, Dutchie.
Okay, bye-bye.
Only one person left on this great hour, and there's only one person it could be, the wife of legendary, the other great legendary Cubs broadcaster, Jack Brickhouse, Pat Brickhouse, coming up momentarily. Please, please, for love or money, don't touch that dial. You wouldn't want to. Biggest mistake of your life. And you know what? We're not going to play that promo. I'm so screwed up today, I don't know what
I'm
doing.
Hi, this is Steve Boom Boom Cannon. And as the king of trivia, I've got a question for you. Where can you find great talk, open phone lines, and celebrities every day? Now with Scott Spears on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP. We're in Marion, Ohio. Call him at 740-383-9944. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
From 12:10 to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. Scott Spears back with you here on WWGH Radio. We're getting Mrs. Brickhouse. Hold on 1 second. We'll be right back with you.
Hello, this is Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. And you know, Charlie Evers is a Marion radio legend. And you can catch him right here on WWGH 107.1 FM and streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Charlie also takes your calls on anything under the sun by calling this number, 740-383-9944. Speedy delivery.
The Faye Bank Charlie Evers Show every Wednesday and Thursday, 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon, and Friday, 1 till 3 p.m. on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Scott Spears back with you here. It only took 108 years for this day to come around. Chicago Cubs, Cleveland Indians, Game 7 World Series. We're paying tribute to the Chicago Cubs today. And as we do that, there are two very people we want to take note of, and that is Ernie Banks and Jack Brickhouse. 500th home career home run. Take a listen, courtesy of WGN.
Jarvis fires away. That's a fly ball, beat the left, back, that's it, hooray, he did it, Ernie Banks got number 500, a line drive shot into the seats and left, the ball tossed in the bullpen, everybody on your feet, this is it. Woo!
And what a call it was by the great, great Jack Brickhouse.
Second inning against the Atlanta Braves. Pat Jarvis, May 12, 1970, second inning against the Atlanta Braves.
That was May the 12th, 1970. Jack Brickhouse, one of the greatest announcers of all time, joining us today. Who better than his wife? One of my dear, dear friends and great, great guests, Pat Brickhouse. Pat, the day has come.
Yes, Peter. Good morning. It has. Actually, I was reminiscing a little bit because what they're doing now is exactly how they got to the NLCS. That's why I have high hopes that they're going to do it. You remember they were down to the Dodgers. They were down three games, and they had to win all three in order to win the whole thing, and they did. And as Jack Brickhouse used to say, and I love quoting him, whoever gets hot. I think the Cubs are hot right now. They were hot last night. Tomlin fell apart. They've got Kyle Hendricks on the mound today. And those kids are all, they're all steamed up. They're ready to rock and roll. Man, nothing bothers them. They don't get flustered. And we'll see tonight, but I have high hopes. This is the best chance that they've had. As you said, In 108 years, enough already.
That's right. 9-3 they won last night. They certainly have to have momentum. Tell me this, Pat. How much have you been thinking of Jack today?
Oh, all the time. I mean, you know, he would have... he's watching down, and he's giving them strength about it. They just... he would have given anything to broadcast for his beloved Cubs a World Series game, although he did five. In his lifetime, never did one for the Cubs, and when he retired from the booth and he was asked, did he have any regrets, and he said, yeah, only one. I never got to broadcast a World Series for my Chicago Cubs. So I have a feeling he's got a finger in this one, too.
Well, you know, Pat, it's very interesting. The Cubs, somebody said it earlier on in the program, became America's team from Jack Rosenberg to Jack Brickhouse to Harry Carey to Ernie Banks to Billy Williams. You certainly can't. Mark Grace, Ryan Sandberg, the great run that Sammy Sosa had in the home run race a few years ago. And here we are. The day has come. It's almost surreal. And who would have thought they would have played an Ohio team where we sit?
Well, it's better than not playing at all, but it would have been wonderful to be in Chicago. I have a feeling, though, that the streets will be packed with people, and everyone will be watching. I know that. I know that, along with Jack Brickhouse. He's watching.
How do you think this will go tonight? Of course you're rooting for the Cubs. Do you feel confident in their win?
I personally do, just because, as I said earlier, they have the momentum going for them, and they have a great, great pitcher tonight in the name of Kyle Hendricks, and they seem to be hot. They're on a roll. And that's the basic thing of baseball, is whoever gets hot. And I think they're hot. My opinion. Let's hope and pray it's correct.
Pat, we are 5 days away from the most contentious presidential election in the history of the world. O. Henry, Mark Twain, William Shakespeare could not have written this better. One team has not won the World Series for over 50 years. One has not won in 108 years. And we are at Game 7. How did that happen?
Yes, sir. How did that happen? That's fate. I mean, it had to happen sooner or later, but the two of them playing each other is incredible. Of course, we have to beware of their manager. Well, there are two great managers with both teams. And, of course, he's going to give it all he's got tonight as well. And, may the best man win.
Pat,
we don't want to get broken again.
Pat, I want you to do this for me before you go. Give me the great Jack Brickhouse saying.
Oh, hey.
Absolutely. Pat, it's always a pleasure to talk with you, a great pleasure to talk to you today. And boy, everything is on the line tonight, and everybody's so happy. It's going to be a great celebration, really, either way, because they're in Cleveland. So what a great baseball season.
Oh, fantastic. Absolutely. Couldn't be more happy than we are that we got to this point, but we want to cross over that bridge.
Thank you so much, Pat. Good luck watching the game tonight. And if we win, you might be getting a call from me tomorrow.
Oh, we're going to give a few more hey-hays.
And we will have to. Tomorrow we'll give a lot of hey-hays. Thank you, Pat.
For sure. All right, Dylan. Always good to talk to you. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Pat Brickhouse, and that rounds out the hour. Now, guess what? Of course, Terry Tackett's been with me the whole time. Terry, what an hour.
Wow.
Did we nail it or what?
We nailed it, yeah.
And guess what next hour? The Reverend Jesse Jackson.
Next hour?
Next hour. And you and me talking about all this. So don't you, and you on the toll-free line, if you're listening to this, don't you dare go anywhere. 15-minute break. We're back very soon. Stay tuned.
I saw Ruby. He was standing there, and he was holding that
pistol in his left hand, pressed against his leg, down just above his neck. Well, he was surrounded.